city is being shaped as residents of Jackson County, Missouri, vote today on whether to extend a sales tax to help pay for a new downtown ballpark and major renovations to Arrowhead Stadium. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 378 points, the NASDAQ losing 176. This is SRN News.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
I am a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Are you someone who tries to drive all distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No doubt about it, we will be radar watching tonight as a line of strong storms sweeps across the area. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe, including all modes of severe weather. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Windy tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, a brisk day, much cooler. Windy with sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. In fact, upper 60s Thursday and Friday. The nights will be cold, upper 30s Thursday and Friday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of the action tonight. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is easy.
Power Hits 102. In just a moment, we'll tell you who this hour's winner is. We got a honey-baked ham. We're giving away, and of course, the flavor-rich prize pack. But best joke of this hour gets this. Next hour, the best joke will win a couple of tickets to see Kenny G at Oak Mountain Amphitheater.
Wow.
And dinner for two at the Green Lantern Restaurant. Yeah, best joke of the morning. $50 cash and dinner for two at the Green Lantern. 12 before 8 o'clock, Paul Harvey News coming up. And just before that, will be Blake with the news. And he'll also give us a rundown on all those high school scores and who the big winners were last night. This is Y102.
This guy's foot was hanging out. And Jake says, what's this man doing in the bed here? And his wife says, you see that refrigerator in there? He bought it. Says, you see that car outside? He bought it. You see that food in there?
He bought it.
Jake says, cover that guy up. Don't let him get cold.
Be that, sir.
Hey, you know, they stopped selling Preparation H in Tuscaloosa?
No.
Yeah. They're all perfect. Think about it.
For nearly two decades, Larry and the Waking Crew have been getting your head out of bed on WHHY, FM and AM, Montgomery. That's why.
They're all perfect. They're all perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
all right. But I didn't say that.
But you agreed.
Yeah.
Fire hits Y102.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour News Talk, Danny Krupp, one of MWACV. So based on what you just heard, you get one guess as to who's sidekicking with us this afternoon. I have to lower my voice so I don't sound like a woman when I'm next to her. It's Larry Stevens.
And here they are.
Me and Greg, get down the rosy brock. Jeb, give us the big welcome, would you?
Please clap.
Give me Greg.
I have a hockle in my throat. That's a lodged piece of
phlegm. You just
phlegm.
About caused me to have whiplash there when you went into that audio.
Oh.
So I wasn't expecting that.
Well, that's, you know, Radio 101. You'll get more out of a guest or a sidekick or somebody, anybody, if you keep them on edge and surprise them from time to time. We have a bunch of those, actually, in the system.
Yeah.
And I think it had something to do with your 50-year anniversary or so. We were celebrating something a while back.
Somebody said something that you really worked in radio when it was live or something. I don't know if you've got a box full of audio tapes somewhere in your house. And I do. I've got reels. My oldest reel's 1964.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't started decomposing yet?
Yes. So have I, but that's... Well. You know. But yeah, it is actually, in fact, our buddy Rusty Aldridge took all my tapes, and I took my reel-to-reel machine over to his house, and he's in the process of trying to digitize as much as he... I've digitized a lot of it, but...
How is Rusty?
Rusty is... You know, Rusty's had some problems physically.
Yeah.
And he seems to be doing okay at this point. He's still not able to get out and do a lot of stuff.
Because I've been hoping he'd be able to come in and sidekick sometime. And
yeah, I told him I was going to be in here today, but... It's hard for Rusty to get out and go anywhere. He hadn't been out in a long time. We had a little something at our house for Sarah's birthday back at the beginning of March, and he was able to get out and come over to the house and spend a couple hours with some friends that he had not seen in a long time. But he doesn't get out of the house very much.
When Rusty's in the house, there's no doubt about the question.
He's 9 years old in fourth grade.
Yeah,
and he brings everybody right down to his level, which is part of the fun.
We'd get in the morning. We'd get to the radio station. And normally I try to be there 4:45 or something like that, 4:30, 4:45. And everybody would be there by 5 o'clock. And we would sit down in the conference room and put everything on the table. We already basically knew what we were going to do that morning theme-wise.
Right.
But then we'd plan it out.
Yeah.
And half the time somebody would be in a bad mood. But by 6 o'clock we were all in a great mood because of Rusty. Rusty just had us going.
Mm-hmm.
And so once the show started... We knew what bits we were going to do where we had plans. So about 6:30, Rusty would do something, and of course, it would take on a life of its own. At that point, it went out the window because it was resonating and working so well.
You know, we are sort of evolving back to that. Now, we never had meetings before the show because the burden of idea was always on me. And then everybody just went the way I did.
Right.
And we relied heavily on spontaneity, and we had the people that were able to pull that off. But today, rather than have a pre-show meeting, Rich and I text. If there's something we need Jay to know, we send it to him. So you don't have to. But I do believe there's some value to people hanging out just a little bit before showtime.
And that's what we did. We would always, the day before, or even sometimes a few days in advance, we would think about things we wanted to do. We'd have topics. We'd have, you know, to get people a call.
Right.
And but the day of the show, everybody, we had four or five people who would contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd put it all in a place where it would work. And we sort of had it late. And some mornings we actually went by the plan because that, and it still worked. Everything was laid out there. But then something would take on a life of its own, like the day I was playing the Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song
right. And
talking about his baby brother and baby oil. I don't know if you remember that line. but
I'm working on it. I'm doing a search.
No, it was something you didn't say on the radio in those days. I think they might say it today. But Rusty began doing a rap song out of it and talking about me because, I mean, I freaked.
And you know, I think rap music and hip-hop, Rusty Aldridge is the first person that pops into my head.
Oh, he really went into doing this thing, but he was just sort of, you know, freewheeling it, you know, just and coming up with some of the funniest stuff. There's a tape of it somewhere. Rusty actually has a recording.
I don't know if I'm looking for something here that Rusty made for me. And I missed that. You know, he just could turn things around so quickly.
Well, that was the thing. We'd be in the studio and something would happen. He would fly back to our production room and have a song produced.
That's what I have coming up after our first quick break here in just a few minutes is a tune. And interesting, because I talked to Joey about this. It's like, is there a buzz today? What's everybody really concerned about? What are they willing to talk about in the air? And even though the country is clearly in the most precarious position of my life, without question, it's just, we are so, as the group Yes once said, close to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows that. People that listen to this station know that. And what, you know, one of the great illusions of talk radio is that by calling up and sharing your opinion or feelings about something, you're doing something to help solve a problem. But I think people right now are just paralyzed because it's never been so upfront and out there.
But don't you think they're looking for some kind of an escape? Maybe
yes, absolutely.
You go to the store. Sarah and I went out the other night and went down to Wally World and bought a few things, you know, right down the street from our house. And it was like almost $200. And we're carrying it out, and you know, the two of us in just a few bags.
Right.
I said, what do we get that costs that kind of money? And our president is saying, well, everything's great. Oh, everybody's just, you know, they got, you know, no, there's no inflation problem. Prices aren't high.
Nobody's crossing the border.
Well, let me tell you, when I go down there and I'm buying, and we're not buying luxury kind of items, we're buying things that we need.
Right.
And when I hate to go back, when Sarah and I got married, we had $18 every 2 weeks for food. That was our food budget.
$18?
18 bucks. And we could go out of that store with a buggy overflowing for $18.
Yeah. I remember my first, when I had my first apartment, I had nothing in the fridge, so I had to go basically put together a starter kit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember calling my mother from Jewel Tea in Chicago saying, I just spent $35 on groceries, and it was a buggy and a half.
Right.
Full of stuff.
Which you probably thought it was a lot of money.
But we're not telling you that, people, because we want you to think that we're old or ancient. We've just lived a little life.
I remember 29 cents a gallon gasoline, so.
Now for $35, you can fill up that little space at the front of the shopping cart.
That's about it, yeah.
And after that, it's going to be a lot. Yeah, it blows my mind.
Well, and I think people, I agree with you. I think the political world now has got, it's
dire, man.
And it's so ugly.
Horrible.
And we see people running, you know, like Letitia James, running on, I'm going to get one man.
Yeah.
And then finding out there's almost $500 million is what he has to pay. At least, thank goodness, somebody had some sense, some judges up there, and cut it back, you know, dramatically.
This is Putin behavior. What they're doing is the way Vladimir, and they're always, oh, Russia, 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 and they turn around and they adopt every one of his policies when it comes to doing away with political enemies.
Well, how many court battles is
it's
Trump
so
in today?
Obscene. And I don't even know where half of them stand, to be honest. The fact that Fannie Willis is still in charge of a case against Donald Trump after perjuring herself, after pissing, pardon my French here, pissing away taxpayer dollars on her boyfriend, who for a while was the highest paid government official in America at $600,000 a year. And all the lies that were exposed during the when she had her hearing, why isn't she in a mugshot? The woman's a thief and a liar and has no business implementing justice against Donald Trump or anybody else. Because she herself belongs under the jail.
What's the old, the guy that a liberal talk show guy is on TV and he's the only one making sense. I never thought I'd ever be agreeing with him on some stuff, but he's talking about what the Democrats. He was on Comedy Central there. And he's
Oh, Jon Stewart.
No, not John. The other idiot. I mean,
Stephen Colbert.
No.
Stephen Colbert is he's off the rails. He's irredeemable.
He's not on any of the main networks now. But he's got a podcast. He does this. But he's talking. He's making sense. He says that what the liberals are doing is they're driving people toward Trump. They're going to lose the election.
You know what, James Carville?
No. Even Carville made some sense.
Oh, yeah, no. That's a scary time when somebody that weird
and
starts
Fetterman,
making sense. Oh, man.
He had to have a stroke to get better. But it apparently cured him because he's made sense lately.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm thinking people that I was so far away from politically, and all of a sudden, they are making some sense because they understand that that party has been hijacked by the extremist.
We have... look at J.K. Rowling. Hugely successful. Yeah. She doesn't need to worry about what anybody thinks. But at least she takes a stand.
Yeah, she dared them to arrest her.
Yeah. Because they have these ridiculous laws, they're coming here if they're not already here. In fact, with David Blackman yesterday, we brought up the fact that in Oklahoma and another state, FBI agents came to the door of people who did Facebook posts that were reported as dangerous by somebody from the Feeling Squad, no doubt. That should not be happening. That should never happen in America. That's why we have the First Amendment. We have a Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown, who's worried that the First Amendment may get in the way of government censorship with social media.
Right.
And she's going to decide that case?
She's worried about that. I saw that.
That's obscene. Mm-hmm. Is my magazine column out yet? I could have a good rant with that because it's called Influenza. It's all about the rise of the influencer when, in fact, people like you, people like me, we have been influencers forever.
Really?
Before there was the internet and social media, we were Facebook.
Yeah.
We set the cues for people on what to, what was happening, what was cool, what wasn't sometimes. The songs and artists that were hot, we had tremendous influence. But now anybody with a cell phone and a TikTok account is an influencer. And this is their number one, this is the number one job aspiration for people under 30.
And they make millions.
Everybody cannot be an influencer. There's only room for a few.
Right.
And out of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of accounts, I'm sure, from people who are trying to be influencers, maybe a handful get to the point where they're actually making money. We have a call. It's Sparky. Welcome.
Yeah, I think you're trying to think of Bill Maher.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You are absolutely correct.
It was in my hard drive, and of course, by now, that hard drive is pretty full. And
He's actually come up with some good advice for the Democrats.
Yeah, but he's just like RFK Jr. He does make sense once in a while, but he's still a freaking liberal Democrat.
No, he's still liberal, and so's JFK Jr.
But the people who claim liberalism are not liberal. They are freedom-sucking control freaks who want to regulate every aspect of our lives, and we can't let them happen. Sparky, thanks for the call and the correction on that. We got to take our first break here at 3:20. Larry Stevens our sidekick. If you have a Larry memory you'd like to share, 272-9228. We've got a few in our system.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Larry Stevens, our guest. Larry, here's an example of the handiwork of Rusty Aldridge. He wrote a song for me.
Well, he's up early every morning doing the morning show. When he gets that one done, he's still got one show to go. He's a running back and forth morning and afternoon. He's gonna run into himself pretty soon. 16 years at the Blue Water Company. 6 in the morning and the afternoons at 3. Yes, you could say that his time is tight, cause he gotta go to bomb hours on Wednesday night.
And we will be doing that tomorrow night. Yeah, Rusty is so clever.
Oh, he came up with some great bits, you know, when we were on the radio. He was so funny. And, you know, I was never all that naturally funny myself, you know, as far as like...
You're funny in that clip we just played.
Well, but I always had...
You were in the right role.
But I was sort of I drove the train and could handle that pretty well. But I had some really talented people around me. And I've always said that, you know, our radio station was so great that because it wasn't just on me, it was a staff of people who really cared and had great ideas. I had a guy named Chris O'Kelly that worked with me.
Yes, in fact, I have a Chris O'Kelly clip here.
Do you?
Oh, I love Chris.
Chris O'Kelly was phenomenal. You know, he left here, went to Z93 in Atlanta. That's a big market.
Yes.
Number one, highest numbers they ever had. And he came back to work for me from Atlanta. He just didn't care. I guess he wanted to be back in Montgomery. But the guy was a major market talent and just brilliant. And he was the program director's program director, you know, for me.
Hang on one second. Need to check something quickly here. All right, Dow was down 400 points today. We'll find out why and how that impacts your money with Brant McDonald at 5:15 this afternoon. And he is at Invista Advisors to consult with you on your financial future. Reach out at 387-0094. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's just a chance for you to have a very educational visit. Smart people who spend sunup to sundown researching trends in the market so they can catch the train coming down the tracks before it clobbers the people whose money they protect and grow. That's 387-0094, the number for Invista Advisors. At 324. Here, this is just labeled Chris O'Kelly, so let's find out what's on this card.
Montgomery weather, partly cloudy and warm this afternoon and tomorrow. Fair and mild tonight with a high today 89 and the low tonight 68. Currently, it's 85 and partly cloudy at HHY. WHHY's Believers Club continues our salute to Six Flags on their 10th birthday. Win a super Atlanta vacation for the family. Just keep your Believers Club card handy to win right here at HHY. WHHY, Chris O'Kelly and 1 hour of solid gold on the air till 12 noon today. It's 11:46 now, and here are the Righteous Brothers with Dream On. WHHY, Righteous Brothers at 11:49 with Chris. The United States is off to a running start in the Montreal Summer Olympic.
Wow, the Summer Olympics are 76.
Yeah.
Or 68.
Well, no, so I came in 69, so I had to be in the 70s.
Okay, so 70s.
But Chris was there in the 70s. But Chris was just, man, I mean, when he did the midday show, it was like he owned the market because he was just smooth. He was
very
easy to listen to, but he also had just a brilliant mind. He always kept me in line as the program director. I was, you know, so it's why I like to let other people know that, hey, it wasn't just me. I appreciate, you know, the when people say, hey, you did a great job. But I had people who were just so strong, and maybe that was my talent, hiring good people to make me look good. So, but Chris was just one of those guys. And there were many others. I mean, it's not just Chris, but, you know, there were several other guys that I could start naming.
Well, the guy that went out to L.A.,
Yes, Mark Thompson.
Mark Thompson, yeah.
Mark called me not long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a message. He said, hey, I'd like to talk with you. And we had the best conversation. And it really was humbling because I hadn't heard much from Mark. You know, he was in L.A.
Right.
And he'd do interviews. But he said to people, he never said a whole lot about Montgomery, but he called me and he said, I'd never done this. I'm sorry I haven't, but I just got to tell you what you meant to my career. He said, this was the first big FM. He'd been like little AMs. Mm. And I brought him over. This is where he perfected his act, and we helped him get there. And, you know, he bounced to Birmingham straight to L.A., where he was a major star for a long time. But I really appreciate him calling me and just telling me he wanted to thank me. But we had a great conversation catching up.
I got a couple more of these cards we'll play a little bit later. But okay. You are the head of your own ad agency now, and you've had quite a few years doing
that. Anybody needs a brilliant ad guy, I'm it.
That's it. So I thought of you this afternoon because I don't know what I had on TV. I was kind of half paying attention to it, getting ready to do this. And there's a commercial, and it's for ZocDoc.
ZocDoc, yeah.
And this woman has this hideous rash. It looked like she had birthmarks on her arm. Then she looks again a little bit later, and now the rash is spread up. I mean, it's grotesque. It's on her shoulder, next to her neck. It's like the beast that ate this chunky woman. And then the coup de grace on this is that the rash starts talking on, you know, in the forearm. There's a rash shaped like a mouth, and it starts telling her to look it up on ZocDoc. I think this is not funny.
No.
This is... I don't want to... Nobody wants a rash like this. This lady looks like she's being eaten alive by this growing thing. The beast that wouldn't leave. And then this mouth-shaped rash appears on her forearm and starts telling her what she needs to do to get rid of it. And I'm thinking, this is like a new low.
I saw one where they were scanning the code. That was on the arm, and as she scanned it with her phone, was that the one?
This
from
that's
Lock
it.
Lock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got like the little.
She gets a QR code in the shape, but it's a rash. I mean, a tattoo. I can see.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to go on and look for a ZocDoc that I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe for some people it works, but.
And then when they do find the ZocDoc they want, it's for the stupidest reason.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. You know. Okay. I want a doctor who knows what the hell they're doing. He does not have to be the personality of the year. In fact, most doctors are lucky if they have a Wessonality, much less a personality.
Well, you know, most of the medical schools now have gone to the fact that you don't have to be the best. I mean, you know, you don't have to pass tests or prove yourself.
That's right.
You know, so I don't know if I want that guy working on me either.
No.
They don't need that
Wessonality.
Yeah.
Thank you, Florence Henderson. Yeah. Did you know that I had lunch with her on her 70th birthday?
Did you?
Yes. She was in Palm Beach at some women's event, I forget what, and I was the MC, and so we got to sit at the head table, and she sat next to me, and she was very, very nice, a lot of fun, gave a great talk,
and
too.
I should know this, she's probably dead by now.
She passed away at the age of 84.
Wow, okay.
So, wow, this would have been, this was in the 90s.
Oh, okay, she's been gone for a while.
It was either in the 90s or the early 2000s. I can't remember.
The problem is that with television and things and you know things like that, you still see people and you forget who's alive and who's dead anymore. In fact, we had one of our contests when I was doing a morning show, Dead or Alive.
Wait a second. Hang on there, Mr. Stevens.
You've probably done that.
All right.
Funny.
There you go. How about if we play that game?
We can.
We can.
We have to come up with a list of...
We got to take a break here, but somewhere in this garbage can, I have my stuff from this morning. And if I root around
that's your
deep enough...
That's your filing cabinet, isn't it?
Well,
yeah.
If I don't put it in here, then it gets mixed up with the stuff I still want to use. Well, that's yesterday's garbage. The hardest working man in radio comes
through. It's not today's garbage. It's yesterday's garbage.
I will find this, and we will play Dead or Alive. And the fun part about this is that you can be listening and still play the game with us.
Yeah.
All right, give me a minute with that. And Larry Stevens in the house. If you have something you'd like to say, give your state of the radio business address maybe sometime this afternoon, Larry. We'll talk about that at 3:31. Let's see how the roads are moving as we start the afternoon drive.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
And we welcome our driving listeners. Even those who are gassy.
Well, we are still looking really good all over the area this afternoon. We've got a lot of cars on the interstate, 65 and 85 through Montgomery. Boulevard's light to moderate, but no problems there. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears. Buckle up, drive carefully, and put the hammer down, but not too far down. You don't want the cops chasing you. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Little J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. In preparation for this weekend's Beyond the Horizon Air Show featuring the Blue Angels, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has proclaimed this to be U.S. Navy Week in the city. The Navy's Beyond the Horizon Air Show will take place at Maxwell Air Force Base on Saturday and Sunday. Montgomery police are investigating a Monday afternoon shooting at a local gas station. A unidentified man was shot at the Circle K near Walmart in the 1000 block of Ann Street at about 3:15 Monday. No arrest was made at the scene. Suspect and motive remain unknown. Montgomery County officials have opened applications for their annual summer apprenticeship program. Students 16 and older will be able to work in departments throughout the county during an 8-week program. Students will work up to 25 hours per week and receive pay. The program runs from June 3rd through July 26th. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No doubt about it, we will be radar watching tonight as a line of strong storms sweeps across the area. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight. Some of the storms possibly severe, including all modes of severe weather. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Windy tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, a brisk day, much cooler. Windy with sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. In fact, upper 60s Thursday and Friday. The nights will be cold, upper 30s Thursday and Friday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of the action tonight. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Retired drunk is a senior citizen whose liver has spent five decades pickling. They get up and mix OJ with a little gin, then take a mid-morning nap. A retired drunk on Social Security stumbles around seeing things all blurrily, and not just because of their cataract surgery. They are just totally smashed. Retired drunk. When they wake up, they start to party.
True story that the percentage of retirees who are drinking to excess has increased tremendously, according to a study that came out yesterday. We had that on the morning show today. And my theory, my simple theory is, if you're old enough to retire, you probably remember this country, what it used to be and what it's becoming now, and how they're just flushing everything that we cherish right down the toilet. But enough toilet talk. We are going to play, you played it on your old HHY show.
Yeah, we do a live, dead or live.
Yeah, this is, I was talking about this with somebody, that there are ideas that we borrow. It's one thing to, like, I had a character in Miami called the Weather Fairy. Mm-hmm. When you hear the word Weather Fairy, you think of somebody who might be, no, this was a very ballsy Weather Fairy, to say the least. And the combination of the deep voice and the name worked. It was a good character. And then somebody tried to steal it from me.
Yeah.
And it ends up on the front page of the Miami Herald Radio Wars.
And see, I never, I try not to steal locally, but I love to travel because, you know, if you're more than, 250 miles away from your town, right, you're doing research. See, that's what it's called.
Well, you're absolutely correct. That can work out to the negative, too. We have a social media group, Studio Think Tank, that I belong to. Mm-hmm. And I'll go in there. That's where I found a game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult that's fun. Mm-hmm. But I would rather have you steal my wallet than steal my ideas. Mm-hmm. That, I draw the line there. And that's what gets me into... So we talked about playing Dead or Alive. Today was the day, though, the birthday of a lot of people who have passed on. I mean, we all remember what happened to Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. Leon Russell... gone. His birthday today. Don Sutton. Horseshack from Welcome Back, Carter.
I'm crushed. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
No.
There's a bunch.
And one day you'll be saying Larry Stevens?
No.
On air personality?
All right. Let's test this out.
Okay.
How long has it been since Greg Bedell was with us?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
There you go.
Buddy Epson, Jack Webb, Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah.
His birthday today. And he's been gone a long time. If Eddie had just hung in there a little bit longer, he would be celebrating his 219th birthday
would
today.
He? Well, yeah. He just gave up too early.
And the guy that, my hope and inspiration, Casanova. He would be 299.
Wow.
But he just couldn't hang on. So there's a game that we can all play, me, you, and Rosie, called Dead or Not Dead. Celebrity Dead or Alive Quiz. So let's find out.
Okay.
Oh, this one I know because he was my friend.
Yep.
In Miami. And that's Morris Gibb.
And he is dead.
Okay, we got that one right.
Yeah.
The year he died would be I'm going with 2003, and I am correct on that too.
Good for you.
Alan Rickman, British actor.
Alive.
Yeah?
You trusting Rosie?
Is born. Well, she'll pay for it if I go with her and it's wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you think? I'm not, you know, I know the name and I'm sure I'd know his face if I saw him. Rosie says, I'm going to go with dead just to be contrary. And I am correct.
He's dead?
We're a news station. You're supposed to know this, but not the year.
I don't know who
he is. Well, he's a British actor.
All right, he was born in 1946. That means 54 plus now. What year did he die? I'm going to guess 2015.
He's a year older than
really?
Me.
Really?
And then I'm wrong. 2016. Okay. I don't know who Bobby Charlton is.
I don't either.
And Freddie Mercury. Well, we know
he's dead.
Yeah. But can we remember the year? 95, 87, 91. I'm thinking 91 on him.
Give it a shot.
Let's see. Yeah. I was right.
Yeah.
I don't know who Tommy Cooper is.
I don't either.
I don't care. Yeah. Well, we know who this
Samuel
guy.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Good actor.
He's good, but could he expand his vocabulary above and beyond mother? And it's just, it gets old after a while,
after a while, he's not dead.
Congratulations to us. Next name, Richard Attenborough.
A lot of these are British, and I'm not terribly familiar with them.
This guy I know is no longer with us.
Okay.
And I'm correct. And the year, though, I think it was after I moved here. I'm going to go with 2008. Wrong. 2014. Okay. Well, we know about Patrick Swayze. Wrong. Okay, next. Charlton Heston. I had him as a guest on my show. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Hollywood royalty, when this man walked into the studio, I was in awe.
Oh, absolutely.
But even more in awe. First of all, he was dressed to the nines. Navy blue, tailor-made, double-breasted jacket with a sweater that was kind of like a turtleneck. He was one of those people that could walk into a room and just simply command everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But he was as nice as could be. You know, guy who played Ben-Hur and so forth. And I wished I had asked him. It was a great interview, but there's never enough time. But the sad thing, the one thing I remember, I mentioned the navy blue tailor-made double-breasted jacket that he came in. And that, of course, when you're in Palm Beach, you know, Muffy, we must wear suitable clothing.
Yes.
Were these huge toupee flakes on the shoulder. And the person that was taking him, it had just come out with a book.
Mm-hmm.
The person that was taking him around apparently didn't have the courage to point that out and dust those off. That was the only thing about it that kind of made me, but man, you talk about what stories he could tell.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of those things where it's a privilege to have somebody like in the air. I'm going to go with 2002, is that right? Nope. 2008, okay. Ringo, we know he's not dead. Come on. Yeah, you're right. This is kind of a British theme. Pele.
Yeah.
The soccer player. I'm going with dead on this. I am right.
I thought he was.
What year? I'll go with 2019. No? 2022. All right, so that was fairly recent. John Grisham. American author.
Hope he's still alive.
I think he's still alive.
I think he is, too. Yeah. So we'll go with not dead, and we are correct. John, congratulations. Ava Gardner, dead.
Dead, yeah.
She would have been 102 this year.
Really?
Yeah. What year? I really don't know. I'll go with 94. Wrong. 1990. All right. Mm. Only missed by four. We know David Bowie's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going with 2016 on that, and I'm correct. 2016 was the year a lot of major musicians came, like Bowie, Glenn Frey. Mm-hmm. That was like right after the first of the year that year.
Yeah.
East of the Rockies.
Hey, very quickly, when you said Charlton Heston, it reminded me of a story that our friend Dan Morris told of when Reagan got elected that night, that they sent Dan out on the stage to tell everybody to get out of the way to allow the Secret Service to take the president out to the front of the auditorium where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And the people just were not responding to Dan, you know, as commanding of a presence as he has. And Charlton Heston stepped up and lifted up his arms like in movie and swept them out and said, move out of the way. And the crowd parted like the Red Sea. And the Secret Service spirited President Nancy Reagan to the car. But I'll never forget, Dan told me that story when I found out that I had cancer in 2008.
Dan had lots of great stories to tell from...
I appreciate Dan.
The Ronald Reagan era, yeah.
Yeah.
He would regale us from time to time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, right. I love to hear Dan's stories.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I love Dan Morris, and I just, since I know he won't call in, I thought I would insinuate myself there because that was a winner. Hey, you guys have a great afternoon.
You too,
thanks.
East.
All right, thank you, East. I'm actually looking at real news here just to make sure we're not missing something like a nuclear attack.
I like that one line there that Biden's green agenda got handed a devastating blow. I like that.
Yeah, well, so much of this crap is unconstitutional. You can't tell people what to make or what to buy. Where does that authority come from? But he just takes it and does it knowing that it's going to go to court. It probably will get overturned at some point. But in the meantime, damage is done. Which is why we have hundreds of thousands of acres of EVs.
Does he really think that that's going to... I mean, it might garner him some votes from the far, far left. But I think he's leaving the vast number of Americans. As we know, you know, the electric car sales has tanked.
Yeah.
And
nobody wants them. Who can afford them?
Well, you can't afford them. And who was it? Well, it was you yesterday talking to the gentleman.
David Blackman,
yeah,
yes.
And about... the fact that, what do you do with a used electric car? You go in and you've got 100,000 miles on this car, and you know that battery's going to go out, and then it's going to cost
it's
you.
It's not even 100,000, Larry. They get close to 65,000 or 70,000 miles, and replacing the battery costs a fortune.
A fortune.
Maybe we wince now when we need new brakes or a transmission job.
Right.
It's chump change compared to what you can end up paying... to replace the battery on an electric vehicle. And they're all charged predominantly by fossil fuels, which defeats the purpose of these stupid things anyway.
Well, I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast while I was traveling, and he had a guy on there talking about electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think electric cars are great. They're good for a second vehicle if you just want to tool around town.
Sure.
But that's about all they're good for. He said, I own one. But he said, I never take it on a trip.
And, yeah.
You know, I guess it's fine for... the local commute, where you're not putting many miles on the car, but then you're spending all this money to buy something that you can't really use.
And in most cases, and then we had a guy, a story of a guy who bought a pickup, an electric pickup.
Mm-hmm.
It never delivered anything that was promised in terms of mileage and durability. So he finally waved the white flag, got tired of waiting for it to charge and all the rest, and the limitations on how far he could drive. He went to trade it in at the place he bought it, and they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't take it. They're not obligated to take a car back,
right?
Whether you bought it for them or not. The point being, they could have offered him $3,000 on something he paid 20 times that amount to buy originally. Mm-hmm. So there's that factor, too. It's not an option that America is ready for, and certainly one that most Americans are not interested in. I drive down to New Orleans. I don't see any charging stations on the way there. Oh, look, it's Soldier Boy. What's up?
Hey, did you hear the news? I like to see Joe Biden likes to kiss a lot of Muslim butt for votes up there in Minnesota and Michigan.
There isn't an ass in America that Joe Biden won't kiss if it'll get him a vote. Next.
Did you see on was it on Easter Sunday, they went in and protested, the Palestinians and protested and stormed inside St. Peter's church during Easter Mass?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
now, let me ask you a question. If we would have done that during Ramadan, man, I tell you, we'd be,
dead if we had tried that at one of the actual things. Yeah. I know. We could play this game all day of what they can do and what we can't. It sucks, it blows, and I'm sick of it, but the only way to do anything about it on a permanent basis is to win an election in November.
Greg, let me ask you a question. Do you see any previews? I've seen some snippets, so I'm going to do some research on it. There's a movie coming on mid-April 12th called Civil War.
I have been given the trailer for it, but I have not watched it because I have enough things to...
I'm just curious to what if it has anything current to do with what's going on in current times.
I'm sure it does.
That'd be good. All right, thanks for taking my call.
Right now, we're in the middle of a civil war now. Except we have all of the media on one particular side of this thing pushing their agenda, and the rest of America saying, wait a minute. And then when you know, the same people who are pounding their personal wailing walls about democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a democratic republic for starters. And I make that point brilliantly in the new April Boom Magazine column I have called Influenza, the New Pandemic. They're pounding their wailing wall about democracy. In the meantime, they don't want your opinion. They want to punish you for certain thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand why people got upset about Transgender Visibility Day on Easter Sunday and the fact that Biden acknowledged that and then denied it yesterday.
Absolutely.
I didn't do that.
His name is on there. His signature's on there. Now, his own Justice Department says he's not capable of taking part in any kind of a court case. He just mentally can't do it.
Right.
So, you know, it makes you wonder how much of what comes out of there he actually is. You know, they're just sticking stuff in front of him and saying, sign this. They can do anything they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we need a real candidate and a real president.
Yes.
That's going to think on his own feet and say yes or no to whatever comes before him and not have everybody else telling him.
That's the way it is, man. We found some more of those WHHY.
Did you?
Larry Stevens, our guest.
Could be embarrassing.
One is called Joke Off, and the other is Elvis's First Manager. Which one would you like to hear?
Elvis's First Manager. Let's try that. I don't know what I can't remember that one.
Larry Stevens from a few years back.
Boom, boom.
Isn't that the way?
Power Hits 502. Yes, I second that emotion, Smokey Robinson. By the way, we're up to a $60 bid on that jingle now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Bucks. Yeah, it's 10% of what it's worth. But anyway, mm-hmm. $60 for a jingle, $600 jingle, be great for a business. If you do any advertising, this jingle will be custom made, including, you know, they'll write the jingle up for you. Mm-hmm. Nobody else in the world will have this jingle.
And it'll be good for your business, and the money goes to
the
Blaine Elliott Fund, okay? And more items coming up throughout the day. Later on, we got some really neat stuff that we're going to be auctioning off. Well, you know, we mentioned earlier this hour that we had discovered the very first manager, talent agent, for Elvis Presley, the guy before Colonel Tom Parker, actually. Uh-huh. It's a fellow by the name of Major Saul Tushkus.
He's the Major Tushkus.
Yeah. not Colonel, it's his Major. Anyway, let's get him on. Let me get him on the line. Yeah. Hello, Major Saul. Good morning.
Yes. Hello. I'm here.
Right. So, Saul, when did you first meet Elvis?
Well, he came to me looking for a job right out of high school.
Right.
And I got him his first gig.
And what was that? Was Sun Records, maybe? Was that?
No, that was driving the gravel truck.
Oh.
I told him, Elvie, listen, you'll need a job like this to fall back on, because face it, you're a good-looking kid, but a great singer, you're not.
Yeah, right. Well, how else did you help Elvis out?
I told him to stop the viggling on stage.
Viggling.
Oh, okay. That's all he ever did. I told him, cut it out already. You look like a spastic monkey. Pet Boone never viggles. Singers who never viggle make it big.
Wait. You were trying to change the things that made Elvis an overnight success.
Overnight?
Yeah.
Listen, you want overnight? You call Federal Express. All my clients know that the slow and steady way is the best.
I see.
If they stick with Saul Tushkus, I guarantee they'll be waiting 20, 30 years at the Holiday Inn.
Right.
After that, nice little day job selling shoes. Now that is real success. This is what Elvis gave up.
Right. Thanks, Saul.
These kids today, they don't understand. Everybody wants to be another Mickey Dolenz. I said, get out of my office. I got no time for
Mickey Dolenz. Yeah, it's been my dream and all.
South Trust Bank announces the best thing to happen to Alabama and Auburn football.
That was hilarious. Especially that.
That was just a sample of some of the hilarity that you got back in those days.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was really awesome. See, and we're listening to Small Radio. We're reliving some great times with Larry Stevens, who was the original superstar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm still paying attention to headlines. Listen to this one. Prospective mothers should avoid vaccinated men at all costs as spike proteins completely replace sperm.
Oh, really?
What, do you remember, if you didn't goose-step to the vaccine march?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't... A lot of people got fired. You couldn't get hired. You weren't allowed outside your house in some places.
Well, you know,
couldn't go to church.
Somebody said back when, said, we're going to look back on this time and think how stupid we were.
I already do.
And now it's coming quicker, actually, than I thought. We're now looking back and thinking, this was all crazy.
Yes, it was.
And I understand that people didn't know what they were dealing with there, and it was frightening.
Sure.
But it was an opportunity to take control, and that's what government did. Mm-hmm. They took control of our lives, and you have to do this or else.
It was a test run for communism.
Yeah.
It really was.
People would get vaccinated. Well, they'll never get it again. Yep, they got it again. You know, Sarah and I both had it. We were vaccinated after that because they were just coming out with a sample.
No, vaccine. I got the first two.
But I got it again. And she just got it again not long ago.
COVID,
yeah. She was a bad case.
Yes, and there's a clip somewhere of Joe Biden telling, if you don't get vaccinated, you'll get COVID. Well, you know, a vaccine is supposed to, for us it was polio.
Right.
That was so common and so destructive, but nobody that got vaccinated for it got polio.
Right.
That's the whole idea. If you're going to do that, it's to prevent it from ever happening to you, and that's why they give those at birth. But this, you're not going to get it as bad. Cut the crap.
And why do I still see people walking out outside?
God.
I'm talking about, I saw somebody recently, and no one around them. I mean, absolutely no one. They're on a motorcycle, and they've got on a mask.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, maybe they're protecting themselves from the pollen or something. I don't know. But every time I see this person, they've always got the mask on.
I don't even know if a mask will keep pollen out, to be honest with you.
I don't think it would, you know.
But, yeah.
Can't keep COVID out. And we found that out.
And we think back and how angry the people who were truly scared to death would get if you didn't. It's like the magical 6-foot social distancing.
And remember when we had to go down the aisles at the grocery store?
In the direction the feet were headed.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody took a full dive in, and I think back to that with great embarrassment. I really do.
I do, too. I look back, and I think it was all crazy stuff. And of course, they were able to scare a lot of people just by what they were spewing out about it. And it truly was a little scary in the beginning, but they took advantage of all of that.
When it first came down, if you got COVID, it was 2 weeks. You had to be away from work, at home. I know Rich and Jay both had it, and they had to work on Zoom, I believe, or Skype or something for a while. And I never got it. I never officially got it. I had something early on in 2020.
And now they're saying, what, 3 days or something? 3 or 4?
0 days if you don't have a fever.
Don't have fever, zero.
So it went from 2 weeks to 10 days and to 5 days at the end of 2022. And then now, if you don't have a fever, go about your business.
It was interesting. You know, Sarah got it not that long ago, and it was a pretty rough case.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time.
Oh, it could be bad. It can hang in there.
And it was like a mild sinus infection. This was worse. So I had to take care of her. You know, I did not want to be away from her. I still slept on the same bed, and she was sick. I mean,